Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Your First 365 Days in Real Estate. How to Build a Successful Real Estate Business, Starting with Nothing, is a practical nonfiction guide for newly licensed or aspiring real estate agents. Written by Shelley Zavitz, a working real estate professional with a background in branding and copywriting. The book focuses on the earliest and most difficult stage of a real estate career, turning a license into an actual business. Its purpose is not to romanticize the profession, but to explain what new agents are likely to face and how to build workable habits, systems, and relationships from the beginning. The book emphasizes that early success depends less on theory and more on disciplined execution across marketing, referrals, mindset, and support structures. It is especially concerned with agents who start without an established network, showing how to create momentum through consistent action and practical organization rather than relying on prior contacts or luck. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building a real estate business from zero rather than assuming instant traction. A central idea in the book is that licensing alone does not create a business. Zavitz addresses the gap between entering real estate and becoming operationally effective, which is where many new agents struggle. The book is built around the reality of starting with little or nothing, no pipeline, limited credibility, and often no clear structure for where business should come from. That framing matters because it shifts attention away from vague ambition and toward the mechanics of early business formation. Instead of presenting real estate as a naturally self-sustaining career, the book treats it as a business that must be assembled deliberately through repeatable actions. This makes the advice more concrete and more realistic for beginners. The value of this approach is that it helps readers understand that early growth depends on building basic business infrastructure before expecting meaningful income. In that sense, the book functions as a foundational manual for the first stage of the profession. Secondly, systems and routines that make the first 90 days more productive. The book gives particular attention to systems that can affect results within the first 90 days, which is one of its most practical features. Rather than treating productivity as a matter of motivation, it argues that a new agent needs structured routines, tracking methods, and operational habits that reduce confusion and make work repeatable. This is important in real estate because the job involves many moving parts at once, including lead generation, client communication, follow-up, and administrative tasks. Without systems, new agents can spend energy reactively and still fail to create measurable progress. Zavitz's emphasis on early systems suggests that the first quarter of the career is not mainly about closing a large number of deals, but about establishing a process that can support future deals. That makes the book especially useful for readers who need a clear operational framework. The underlying insight is that consistency, not improvisation, is what allows a beginner to become functional in a competitive market. Thirdly, marketing in a digital world and the need for a clear brand presence. Another major topic is marketing, especially how new agents should think about it in a digital environment. Zavitz draws on her background in branding and copywriting to frame marketing as more than posting listings or waiting for referrals to appear. The book suggests that an agent needs a coherent public presence that makes it easier for people to understand who they are and why they are credible. This matters because new agents rarely have strong name recognition, so their marketing has to do the work of establishing familiarity and trust. The digital emphasis also reflects the reality that modern real estate business is shaped by online visibility, communication, and content. The book appears to treat marketing as a long-term system rather than a series of disconnected promotional efforts. That distinction is useful because beginners often confuse activity with strategy. Here, marketing is presented as an intentional business function that should support lead generation, reputation, and referral development at the same time. Fourthly, using personal contacts to create a referral pipeline, the book also focuses on one of the most accessible early sources of business personal contacts. For agents starting from scratch, a referral pipeline cannot begin with strangers alone. It usually starts with people who already know the agent in some way. Zavitz explains how to work contacts so they can become the basis of future business, which is significant because many beginners underuse their existing network or treat it too casually. The broader logic is that trust is easier to build when there is already some form of connection, even if it is weak at first. This makes personal contacts a strategic asset rather than an awkward starting point. The book's treatment of referrals is practical because it positions relationship building as an organized process rather than a one-time request for help. In a career where reputation and recommendations strongly influence outcomes, this is a realistic and necessary part of business development. It also shows readers how early traction often comes from careful relationship management rather than broad advertising. Lastly, mindset, support, and accountability as business infrastructure, the book does not treat mindset as a vague motivational theme. it presents it as a factor that can directly influence whether a new agent survives the first year. The early stages of a real estate career involve uncertainty, rejection, and uneven results, so the psychological side of the work is inseparable from the practical side. Zavitz also emphasizes surrounding oneself with the right people, including mentors, coaches, and accountability partners. This is important because solo effort is often not enough for beginners who are trying to learn a complex business quickly. Support networks can help stabilize performance, improve judgment, and reduce the isolation that new agents may feel. The book's treatment of mindset and support is therefore not separate from business strategy, it is part of the business architecture itself. That perspective makes the book stand out from simpler how-to guides that focus only on tactics. It recognizes that early real estate success depends on both external systems and internal resilience, and that both must be developed together. In conclusion, this book is best suited for new real estate agents, people considering a career change into real estate, and licensed professionals who have not yet figured out how to build steady business. Its main value lies in its practical focus on the first year, especially the gap between earning a license and creating a functioning business. Readers who want broad inspiration may find it less important than those who want a realistic framework for day-to-day action. The benefit of the book is that it connects early business development to concrete areas that matter immediately: systems, marketing, referral generation, mindset, and support. Compared with many real estate books that stay at the level of encouragement or generic sales advice, this one is more grounded in the reality of starting with little experience or no established network. Its niche is clear, and that makes it stand out in the category. It does not promise easy results. Instead, it shows how to create structure in a chaotic first year. For readers who want a practical map for the beginning of a real estate career, that specificity is its strongest advantage. If you would like to support Shelley Zavitz, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.